sunken ships used to sail sea. This lamb is sacrificed for thee. The piper washes hands in the river, please. A child is standing far away, lost, alone, wanting to play. I choke, I breathe, it takes me time to believe that the soul of the man is still not clear to me, but all I know, this innocence is gone from me. She flies so high I barely see. This innocence is gone from me. She's pretty. Herself from sadness to glee, melt away the frozen empty streets, melt away what lies beneath. My fears beg me to face reality, let the righteous jewels.
Tara Beyer on the Drew Marshall Show. Born and raised in Vancouver, Tara is a Canadian folk singer-songwriter who divides her time between Toronto and La La Land. Nostalgic for a time she never knew, Tara embodies ideals of what some would call the flower child mentality. She has a deep passion for nature and the social cause stuff. Pop Matters compares her sound to the music of someone named Neil Youngie. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that is. And Johnny Michal, I think, is a French girl. I don't know these people. And one of a kind in Canadian indie rock, definitely worth hearing. Quickly on the rise with her debut album, Unreleased, as of yet, I think. And Tara and her band, the Silverthorns, are standing out as a unique folk act. She's already playing in high-profile venues such as Hughes Room, which we just mentioned, and the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto on Monday night, 9:15 start. In the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood, Tara was just featured in Indie Underground for her indie music video Guns Road, shot in the gritty stockyards of Toronto with motorcycle stunt riders. I don't know why I made that noise. Her unreleased album, Hero and the Sage, was recently reviewed by New York City Deli Magazine, Willie Nelson's film company, Smokotoke, no, Luck Films. Got the wrong title of her his company. Just picked up Tara to play the lead in a Western feature film called The Poacher. I don't want to read any more of her bio because I want to talk to her because she's here right now. Tara, Willie Nelson's production company?
Yeah.
And you're going to be in a Western? I mean, that's just, I'm excited about that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited too. It's going to be great.
I didn't know you were this, like, film chick.
Well, I started as an actor, and then I went into film, and I love film. And then I did a short film where I played a folk singer, Buffy St. Marie. And after that, I started writing my own songs. And I just loved it. I wrote my first song in the car. give it up. And then from then on, I've just been doing it and loving it.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's working great. It's going well.
What a journey you have been on.
It's a great journey. Everybody has unique journeys. So,
what do you know about Buffy St. Marie? And first, have you met her?
I have talked to her on the phone.
Cool.
I'm a huge fan. She is a complete mentor to me. Wow. She went through a lot in the 60s during the Beatnik times. Her song was Universal Soldier was sold for a dollar, and Donovan sang it. And after that, she continued on, and she's big for Native Indian rights. And I just admire her so much for her focus and commitment to her causes. And also, she's just so talented, obviously, as a songwriter. She's an icon.
Sure. So. Can I just talk about this music video that we posted on our website?
Sure.
Filmed in the gritty stockyards of Toronto. who were the nut jobs who were riding those, I guess they're driving them, motorcycles?
Well, they're awesome. They're brothers. They're called Toronto Stunt Inc., two Italian guys. And they're brothers, and they love riding motorcycles, and they're just doing stunts. And they're awesome.
There's a guy who posted on Twitter, said something like, I'm kind of a metalhead, but when I watched this video, I just totally dug it. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, okay, so if I can turn you that way, then that's great.
Turn or burn. Like, is this Western feature film called The Poacher? Wait a minute, you co-wrote the thing?
Yeah, I wrote it a couple of years ago, and I thought it would just never happen. And I co-wrote it with a writer, and then I just got a call from Kerry Wallum from Luck Films, and he just called me.
Wow.
And then it was that from there. So we'll see how it goes. So far, so good.
The movie, no, is it a movie? Covered. What was that?
That was a short film. Yeah.
Docudrama film interpretation of a long-lost television interview in 1964. Covered was awarded Best Experimental Film at the Imagine Native Film and Media Arts Festival in Toronto and screened in over 12 festivals worldwide, including TIFF Monthly Series and the Whistler Film Festival.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were so famous and stuff. Eh?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm still not.
Well, let's get into a song. That's why you're here.
Sure,
you're here to do something.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our privilege. Because I heard you warm up and you don't suck.
Okay.
So tell us, set this song up. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be playing Mayan Sun. This is a song I wrote in Mexico.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, do you go by Tara or Tara? Because some people like Tara and then it's all nasally.
Well, which one do you like?
No, Tara? I want to know what your name is.
Tara.
Tara Beyer.
Yeah.
On the Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you. Daughter on the earth, her hair and skin shimmered bright. Men begged her hand a thousand times, but it was not enough that way. He shone above her when she prayed. A Mayan song, immune to her charms. She longed to be in his arms, chased after him the crops with fire, cause havoc by her desire. That was
Where to go? Tara Byer on the Drew Marshall Show. So good to have you kids in the studio. I'd like to talk about your guitar man right now, if you don't mind. All of a sudden, I've got a southern accent. I have no idea where that came from.
His name is Michael Savona.
Michael Savona.
And he regularly tours also with Leona Boyd.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. But I'm slowly stealing him away. I'm kidding. He's one of the greatest guitar players in Toronto, and I'm so fortunate to have him here. So, yeah.
What would he not want you to say about him right now?
Everything.
He's an Aries. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have no idea what that means. not a clue at all. Do you travel with a real band or just with Michael? Sorry, dude. I didn't mean to word it like that. Who says that?
You do, Drew.
No, but you have a real band, don't you?
I have a band called the Silver Thorns in Toronto. And my electric guitarist is Tom Juhas. My keys is Robbie Grunwald, Michael Savona on guitar, Ben Riley on drums, and George Chernery on bass. And I also have an LA band as well.
Yeah,
but they're different guys.
Of course you do. Yes. I also have an LA band as well. These LA people, eh? It's the only city in the world where you can starve from encouragement. Yeah, I love what you do, man. Love it. Love it. We should do something. What's with this hippie thing that you got going on? Yeah.
Is it hippie?
It says in your bio.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I like the term hippie, but
why?
I'd say...
You're free spirit.
I mean, I'm from Vancouver.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well,
Ding.
No, I love nature. I love nature, and I love the natural life, and I feel... I don't know where it's coming from. It's manifesting in me, and it's just... I am what I am, I guess.
Thanks, Popeye. That was good. I love that. Why has the music it seems like the music is taking over from film stuff, but which is the child you love the most?
The film or music?
Yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
I like them both, and I think film is definitely integrated with music, and both are the same art kind of form. When I was doing film, I always had music in my mind. When I was, say, looking at an editor edit a film, music was always there, kind of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Do you like them?
I'm kidding. No, I love them.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three siblings. I have a younger brother, a younger sister, and an older sister, stepsister.
Right, yeah. Right. Where have you lived? Like, you've lived in Vancouver, you do Toronto, you do LA.
I lived in Vancouver, then I lived in Toronto for 5.5 years, and I also, before that, lived in Hamburg, Germany.
Why?
Why?
You must have followed a boy, Nicky Boy.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Nailed it!
Yeah. So, Germany was an influence on me, too, definitely.
Yeah.
Really cool people, and Berlin, I spent some time in Berlin as well, so...
That whole country is free spirit, man. They're pretty...
really cool
pretty
people.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that where those crazy assaults went down on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve?
Yeah, Cologne.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
It smelled good,
not
but
cool.
It was a bad thing.
Yeah, not cool at all. When you were a little girl, 13 years old, what were your dreams? I sound like Brian Linehan.
Yeah, you do.
I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a lawyer and ride on a boat somewhere and be you know, doing the corporate life. And then I just went the whole other way. I don't know what happened. God had a different path for me. Hmm. That was out of my control, of my control completely.
Have you written a song about being on a boat?
Not yet.
I got an idea for one.
Okay.
It goes like this. I'm on a boat. No, I'm just kidding. I can't finish that song. What do you mean God? You just dropped the G word.
Oh, did I? Well, I just think, I feel like there's a certain point where you have to let go and just let the path take you where you want to go. And I would leave that to God, basically.
Yeah, but, you know, some people don't like the term God. They like atmosphere or universe or ether or I don't know.
Spiritual.
Yeah. But you're using did you grow up with God stuff?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm multi-spiritual. I started off as a Catholic. I went to a Catholic school.
Okay.
Little Flower Academy.
It's called Little Flower Academy?
In Vancouver.
Of course it's in Vancouver.
Yeah, it was in Vancouver.
And did you graduate to Little Bud Academy?
It was a very strict school. Very strict. And then I went into studying Buddhism. I read a lot of Deepak Chopra stuff. And then I got into Kabbalah. And then I've been influenced by Baha'i stuff. So I feel like it's just one entity, one thing. And you just, that's it.
What do you think of Jesus people?
I think they're fine.
I think they're fine.
No, I really think that it doesn't matter what you pray to. It's the same thing anyways. I just wish there wasn't fighting over the world over it, over which one it is. I still think it's if you pray to the Buddha, you pray to Jesus, you pray to whatever else. It's the same thing.
Have you ever prayed to Jesus?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
When she was a little flower.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When you're a little flower school.
Yeah. No, I still do. Depending on how I pray. Like, sometimes I'll be Buddhist. Sometimes I'll do the cross.
Here's the thing. Like, this math makes sense in my head. And I'll get in trouble for saying this, like usual. But if you're a multi-spiritual person, and you shoot up some prayers to Buddha, you shoot some prayers to Muhammad, you shoot some prayers to Jesus, you shoot some prayers to, I don't know, Charles Manson, whatever. That doesn't make sense because he's still alive. And you start getting answers from the one person you're praying, the one God you're praying to or whatever. You'd think that would be the one you'd want to stay with. So what I want to ask is, what are the averages? What are the scores?
I don't calculate based on that.
No?
It's but one thing.
Right, as a guy, guys, we're looking at this going, what's the score? If you pray to four different gods and one of them is answering the prayers more, then that's buddy God there.
I mean.
Buddy God. Folks, this is my first show back in 2 weeks. I don't know what I'm.
No, I think it's, I feel like, I mean, one of my philosophies that has guided me through my film and career has been diversity. So that means, one God, one global world, one race, one everything. We're
one
all
love.
The same. One love. I know it's crazy, but we have to get on the unity thing because we're just going to end up killing each other if we just keep dividing ourselves according to religion. Mm. And I find that with what's going on in the world right now, that's who knows what happens. But anyways.
I find you very interesting.
Me too. I love. Thank you for having me on the show.
You find yourself interesting?
No, I'm actually so boring. Like I'm very routine. I live a very boring life.
Michael just nodded in agreement.
No, I'm so boring. I don't party that much. I do the same thing every day. I like my routine.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm an old lady.
All right. Tara is in the studio. Tara Beier, which is spelled B-E-I-E-R. Go to her website. Tara B-E-I-E-R. .bandpage.com. I think that's the better one, is it not? I think that's kind of the one we wanted to send people to. Yeah, there's more stuff on that and cool pictures. You're very photogenic.
Thank you.
And we want to tell you all about her her gig Monday night, January 11th at 9:15 at the Horseshoe Tavern. And guess what, folks? They're taking a love offering. No, it's a no-charge evening. So I don't know why they do that. Like, they do the Cameron House. They pass the bucket around. I think they probably make more coin doing that because Canadians... We're like, oh, I'm sorry, I feel guilty, and then we put in more money and stuff, right?
Well, the support here in Toronto is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody ever put Canadian Tire money in those things?
No.
I do that when I go to Mexico.
Do you?
I'm an idiot.
You're horrible.
I'm such an idiot.
When are they ever going to be here to spend it?
Stop it. You don't have a mic. Go away. Tara, what song are we going to sing right now? What song are you doing?
This is a song called Hero in the Sage.
Do you want to tell us anything more about the song?
Wow. I wrote the song when I was in Berlin, and I had a friend who was suffering kind of an addiction at the time.
Kind of an addiction?
Well, it was an addiction. Okay. He was addicted to alcohol at the time, and I never, ever saw him like that before. And he kind of inspired me to write this song to make him feel better.
Good for you. I like it.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it. Tara Beier on The Drew Marshall Show.
What's on your mind, dear friend? Just say what you want to say. Why do
Song. Tara Byer on the Drew Marshall Show. Well done, young lady. Well done. There's something, well, let me ask you, because I've made a resolution this year to not put my pronouncements onto people's music too quickly. So let me ask you, how do people typically describe your singing? What words do they put on you?
I don't know. I guess like some people compared. I think it's been a growth for me in terms of development of my voice. I you know, it's who I'm influenced with. They said, you know, I feel like I'm just channeling something that's coming through. I really don't know who you could put me beside. If you want to tell me.
No, I'm not doing a comparison thing. I just think you have this this constrained resonance that comes through. Which is risky, actually. I think that there's a lot of amateurs who try to emulate other people, and they try to do that kind of singing, and it sounds horrible, like Simon Cowell would want to put a bullet in them kind of thing. You know, it's just horrible, horrible stuff. But what works for you is, and this is a key word for me, is the authenticity that's behind it all.
Thank you.
So this constrained resonance backed by authenticity. That's kind of how I would describe your vocals.
Good to know. Can I take that quote and write it down?
Sure. I have no idea what it means, but yeah.
No, that's great to hear. Thank you.
What genre are people putting you in? What labels are they?
They're putting me in alternative folk, indie. I'm a Canadian folk singer known in L.A. People say I'm the Canadian.
You got an ethnic look about you. What are you?
What am I? What am I? I'm a child of the world. My mother is British, Austrian, Scottish, and has some distant Cree. And on my father's side, he's Filipino, Chinese, and Spanish. And I don't know what else. I mean, it's just it's
wow. You're gonna have
endless.
A long life because purebreds don't live very long.
Oh my God. Did you get this from a dog? From the dogs?
Yes, hanging out with dogs.
Right, from hanging out with dogs.
That means Tucker's not going to be around.
Tucker mixed? Is Tucker mixed?
No,
dog?
He's a Great Pyrenees.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's also got a great pair of eyes. What? Shut up. Who laughs at their own jokes?
Drew Marshall.
Thank you. Here all week. What do you think about love?
Love. Yeah. Wow. I wish that we could have more of it in the world.
No, I mean kissy-kissy love.
Kissy-kissy like romance?
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. I love it. I mean,
Are you in love? Are you in love? Are you in love?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm in love.
Huh.
Yes.
Anybody we know?
No, nobody you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, if he ever mistreats you, you know who to call, right?
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Drew. Thank
no, you. I'm sure you got a few people in line that take care of him. It's been a long time since I beat someone up. That's all I'm saying. In the name of the Lord. Just kidding. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a husky dog. I will mention his name. It's Bronski. He's a husky mix as
Bronski.
Well, like me. He's a mutt like me.
Okay, tell us about your next song, Tara.
Okay, so this is not really a peaceful song. This is more of a love temptation song. And I wrote it in New York when it was so hot one year. And it's called Summer Rain.
Beautiful. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Tara Beyer.
Under the moon, I can't get you out of my mind. Our love is like a distant star. We come so close and get so far. Don't hold back and hesitate. Who are you behind the facade? When will you stop the charade? You pound down like stormwater rain, then like lightning I came. It felt like a year and a day when you washed my pain away. All the games that you play, you talk how life should be, how you're doing it all right. But there's so much you fail to see, baby. Why can't you open to me? Why can't you? Cause I know you'll always be in my dreams, baby. An ecstasy forever in my mind, where we can be how we really want to be. No more boundaries, we're free. Cause I can't find that way.
Into me,
then let go and leave. You've become my need. I want you more. You see, you hold a key. You spin my heart 90 degrees. You're the roots that hold my tree. But what will we really achieve? You're a hard habit to live. You're a hard habit to live. Cause I know.
Beautiful stuff. Tara Beyer on the Drew Marshall Show. By the way, we have six people in here, and I hear two of us clapping. Let's try that again. Tara Beyer on The Drew Marshall Show.
Woo! Yeah!
It's too funny. It's too funny. When you are 60, Tara, what do you see?
With myself or
what do you see?
What I'm doing?
Just what do you
I'm
see?
When I'm 60, I just hope to still be... First of all, I hope to still be alive.
Yeah.
By then. I see... hopefully, I'm still sharing my message with the world by then.
Yeah. Where are you in L.A.? Where are you hanging out?
I'm in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, yeah.
I go a lot to Silver Lake and Echo Park and...
You know who lives near Sherman Oaks is Captain Steubing from The Love Boat.
Really?
Do you know that? Do you remember that television show at all? How old are you guys? No, you're...
The love boat.
Tim's going to sing you
I'll
the song.
I'll look out
right
for
now.
Him. I'll look out for him if I'm around there. I'll
walk by him. Yo, Stube, what's up? So when are we going to see you in this Willie Nelson thing?
We're shooting this summer, 2016. So we're in shooting, basically. But I'll let you know once it gets out.
And where are you shooting?
I was told that it would be in Oregon Coast on a western town.
Hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So it's going to be a rainy movie. You're filming in the Oregon Coast?
Oregon Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
Kinda
it might
rain.
Be Willie Nelson's western town. I don't know, but I wasn't
he
given
owns
that
a western town?
I wasn't given that information yet, so.
Nelsonville. What are you expecting to happen at Horseshoe Tavern? It's going to be a good gig. Monday night, January 11th, 9:15, no cover charge. Who else is performing that evening? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Are you the headliner?
I think, I'm not sure. I'm up at 9:15.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping everybody can come out. It's a free show, so please come. It's free.
Nice.
It should be a great show. I have an amazing band, the Silverthorns, so they're fantastic players. So
TaraBeyer.bandpage.com. The last name is spelled B-E-I-E-R. Where's that from? B-E-I-E-R. I've never heard of that name before. Spelt that way anyway.
It's got links to Germany.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to do another song. I really have enjoyed having you here. And I like the simplicity of just you and the axe. There are very few people that can carry that, so good for you.
Thank you so much.
Really well done. Michael, you're okay too, man. Michael doesn't need, he don't need no stinking praise. Okay, what's the last song we're doing, Tara?
Actually, I have two songs left. I have Mount Zion and the Blue Angel, if you have time. But if this is the last song, then
I'll choose a different song. No, let's do it. I don't know why I got all... Huh.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Let's do both.
You want to do both?
Yeah, let's
do it. Okay, we'll sing Mount Zion. So this song was inspired by...
Rastafarians?
Yeah, I don't know. No. My friend that went as a photographer, she went to Jerusalem at the time. And she's a photographer, one of my best friends. And also just a script, actually. This is inspired by a script that I wrote. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Tara Beyer.
As I walk through the streets of Jerusalem, healing from the bruises from the time back then, I reach the temple of Mount Zion and caught the eye of a soldier whose name tag said John. I'm not ready to receive your love. I'm not ready to receive your love. As I hid my eyes and my poetry book, he asked my muses to take a look. It was nothing but some peace songs, and he asked me what was wrong. I'm not ready to receive your love. I'm not ready to receive your love. Tell me, soldier of your days of hell, what was it like to kill for someone else? It seems to me that this is not your war. So tell me now, what is this all for? If it's not you or me, it's all of us paying dearly. I'm not ready to receive your love. 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 Beautiful soldier, beautiful soldier, go back to your war. It's a shame what you're giving up your life for.
Beautiful stuff. You psyched me out there with the little, what's it called when you pause intentionally in a song?
Pausing.
Oh, it's a fermata.
What is it?
A fermata.
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 Sounds like a small Italian car.
Yeah.
It does.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Small sure cheese.
Michael, I actually want to talk to you just for a second. Couldn't you just swing that mic over just a little bit? Yeah, there you go. Where are you from? Where'd you grow up, man?
From the East Coast. I was born in New Brunswick to Toronto.
How long have you been in Toronto for?
I've been in Toronto, I guess, for the past 10 years now.
And what's the Leona Boyd thing?
The Leona Boyd thing, I've been touring and recording with Leona for the past 4 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. How'd you swing that gig?
It was...
Like, you know, it's Leona freaking Boyd.
It was a... You know, she moved here from... she was living in Beverly Hills and then somewhere else in the States, but she called my old prof from UFT and was just asking if he knew of anyone who could sing and play guitar, classical guitar, and my name was the first to come up, I think. And
you play classical guitar?
Yeah.
Can you do kind of classical-y stuff on that thing?
A little
I know
bit,
it won't sound as awesome, but do something.
He's a great guitar.
Yeah. Dude, it's time to show off, man. Mr. Humility.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Dude, you've been holding back on us, man. That's crazy. Good, man, that's just good stuff. Okay, so who are your axe players that you really dig?
Who are my axe players? Wow. It's all over the map. I mean, I love all... There's lots of classical players. I love Manuel Barueco, David Russell, but Jimmy Page as well.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, all the 70s rock gods are still burning bright.
Yeah.
A lot of indie rock stuff.
What about Eric Longmore from the Bay City Rollers?
Your closet favorite.
Let's just keep him there. A friend of mine, he's been on the show a couple times and has sat there and played, a guy named Tommy Emmanuel.
Fantastic guitar
Pretty good
player.
Little player, isn't
oh
he?
Oh, my gosh.
He played St. Lawrence Theater, is that what it's called, down on Front Street?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, St. Lawrence Theater? St. Lawrence... I didn't even know it was there until this year. It's right by that Wedge building, the Iron building or whatever that's.
St. Lawrence Center?
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. Sounds good. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I mean, when he first came up here, he did, you know, Hughes Room, and then that packed out like crazy, and then he was at some church, and that packed out, and now he's, you know, doing this. So, is your family still out there?
No, we were moving around a lot, and my dad just happened to be working there, so I happened to be born in New Brunswick, and
right.
We just kept moving.
So you don't care about the people out there then, really?
I love the East Coast.
Do you?
I love it.
What about the people, though?
I love the people.
Okay, good call. Nice rescue. Dude, Michael, thank you very much for playing today. It was a treat to have you here as well.
It's been a
man.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the bigger name. Tara, come on, that was hilarious. You guys are focusing on the microphone instead of laughing at my bits.
I laugh at your bits.
Shut up. I knew that was coming. Tara Beier. The last name is spelled B-E-I-E-R. B-E-I-E-R.
Beer with an I in the middle, as I'd say.
There you go. Beer with an I in the middle. Tara Beier. .bandpage.com. Follow her. Buy her music. When will this album be released?
Well, it depends on who signs me. So
right.
I'm at that stage right now. Yeah.
Can I suggest a label?
Sure.
Orange.
Okay.
Have you heard of them? The Orange Lounge?
I think
in Toronto?
So.
Yeah. Talk to me. Email me later. I want to connect you and somebody down there because I think your vibe matches their vibe.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, okay. What are we going out with?
This song is called Blue Angel. And why? Oh.
Okay. Any man over what? How old, Michael, would know the different meaning of a blue angel?
I know. Angel. That's true. Okay, let me just change the imagery for you guys.
Because Tim and I are 12-year-old boys.
Let
and
me we get just, my lighter we for just, this song.
We just brought Michael down to our level. Okay. Yes?
No, it's I wrote it. Well, okay, again, I'll just get my story. I wrote it in L.A., and when I first moved to L.A., I saw, like, angels. It's the city of the angels. And so I wrote it in Topanga, one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
This tunes just came to me when I was up in Topanga Canyon. And
where the Manson family hung out.
Yes. I did research that, actually.
Okay. All right.
It was a bit kind of creepy.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, listen. Going out.
Okay.
On the Drew Marshall Show, Tara Beyer.
She's the blue angel of the light. She calls out alone at night. She tries to remember the happy times. She believes in you and I. She's all I know. Whoa, is I'm going. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. She won't let go of the line she holds. She won't let go of the line she holds.
Beautiful stuff. Well done, Tara Byer on the Drew Marshall Show. So good to have you in studio. What a pleasure. I wish you the best. I hope your gig kicks off on Monday night, January 11th, 9:15 at the Horseshoe Tavern on Queen Street down in the big city of Tirana. No cover charge, people, so if you're looking for a cheap night out, then don't buy any beer. Michael, dude, good to have you as well, man. It was a pleasure, and glad to pull out that talent. I was happy to see that. I knew there was something there. I just knew it. You can't drop Leona Boyd on me and just do that kind of stuff. All right, we're going to go out with another track from Tara's CD. And, folks, we'll be right back with lots more on the Drew Marshall Show, including the lead dude from 5440 and Paul Henderson, Mr. Canadian NHL icon. Stay with us.